Guest on our program today is Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Thanks, Mayor, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We've got, you had like a major busy meeting. It went very quickly.
Yeah, but we got through everything quickly, but there was a lot of business to get done.
A lot of things. So the public hearings, I'm going to start right away just in the beginning, the public hearings. This has to do with Oak Park, the Oak Park subdivision proposal south of West Park Avenue, South Marion Street in that area.
Yep.
Had to establish the urban renewal district first.
That's right. Yep. So we'll have new residents living in there. That land was annexed a couple of years ago, but since there will be a development there, there will be folks living there and voting there. So we had to amend all of that.
We got that one done, and the creation of the urban renewal plan itself.
Right.
This gives you access to some of the tax dollars off that to be able to, well, for a couple of different things. I think Andrea explained it a little bit. You're looking for the total amount to come back for not only development agreement improvements, but also for low to moderate income housing.
That's right. Yep. So it'll expand the TIF district to include that those properties so that we can have 66% in the TIF and then 33% for future low to moderate income reimbursements.
It's part of the law, folks.
How you have to do it.
Got to do that way. And then you also had the development agreement with them because they are looking to get in and start to get started on
that's
this.
Right. Yeah, 53 single family homes on the high end over there, and they're ready to get going and building those homes.
So that also got approved last night. I'm guessing dirt moving, things like that, maybe early next year. I don't know what the
I haven't heard a timeline on that, but that's they're eager to get going, I will say that.
All right, so Short Elliott Hendrickson is going to be very busy engineering firm.
Yes, we had a number of contracts to sign with them.
And people need to know they're already involved with doing some of the projects that you were going to. I mean, you had $2.5 million planned for both the water plant and the wastewater plant already that are going on.
Yeah, we don't have a city engineer, so we contract with SEH, Short Elliott Hendrickson, for those services, time and material, stuff like that. And so when we looked at these improvements to the water and wastewater, we have additional contracts for engineering with them. We have a total of four with them. On the water and wastewater side, and then one for the Hancock extension too.
That particular project, which they would like to get going on the design for that.
Yep, try to start design as soon as possible.
And again, I think they were talking construction next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Construction next year, paving potentially in the year after?
Yep. So we'll be budgeting, in this coming fiscal, and so this coming budget would be the fiscal year 25-26. So we'll be budgeting money for that construction in there.
Well, we know that that's obviously a big one tied with Daisy directly.
Yes.
The wastewater, again, not all of that is tied to Daisy coming to Boone.
Yeah, there was a lot of this, the majority of it was planned beforehand. And so going forward with it kind of expedites things, number one. And it's part of our 20-year plan to make sure we have the capacity and revitalization of water and wastewater treatment facilities. Mm-hmm. So that we're able to go on to the future because, like you say all the time, these are not new plants. They're a quarter of a century old. And so some of these things are coming to the end of life.
And I think one of the things, a perfect example would be water usage and the amount that goes through the wastewater plant.
Yep.
And even without Daisy, has continued to go up. Again, you've had growth.
Yep.
And people use more water, and you got
the
deal
more
with
sewage,
that.
And there's more industrial too. The industrial park is growing.
That people don't realize. Yeah, we've got Ag Certain in particular.
Absolutely.
I know they were looking for additional capacity. So.
Yeah, so this is just a holistic process that we're able to get going right now. You know, we split these up. One of the water projects and one of the wastewater projects, we're going to apply for community development block grants on those. So we pulled those out into their separate contracts, and then we have the rest of the projects lumped in together with separate contracts.
Again, recommendations, I'm thinking from the engineer that these are eligible for CDBG grants. So.
Yeah, so we're trying to offset as much of the cost as possible through as many grants as possible. And this is all to the ratepayers for any of those systems, not property taxes.
So Work in progress. Going to take a while.
Yeah, it's a long process, and we talked, you know, in a little bit granular detail if folks watch the YouTube about the timelines on these, if you're interested in that. But it's several years out to completion, but these improvements are supposed to last us for 20 years.
So, at least. Well, you know, it's
the other things that come up in the time.
Sure.
You know, so.
And more growth, you'd always know there's always other adjustments to make while we're going forward. The big thing there was it's a substantial amount of money overall. When you take in the block grants and things like that.
So we'll offset that, and we'll have rates paid by Daisy when they start production too. So that'll offset quite a lot of that cost.
So, and well, keep looking at it.
Yeah.
There's a lot there. Let's see. We also did have, with all of that going on, I know I wrote notes all the way down the side because there were so many things going on there about just how long it's going to take. But you're talking several millions of dollars worth of improvements on the plant.
So. Yep.
And again, I want to emphasize, a lot of these were coming already.
Absolutely.
Even before Daisy even hit the...
Yeah, and their presence will actually help the process of paying these
cover
things.
Some of that. The site plan got approved for the county shed.
Yep.
They've been working not so much with the council, but the county engineer has been working with our city staff, kind of smoothing all this out and actually coming together pretty good for it, the way it looks.
That's what it seems, replacement shed at 22nd Street, so 22nd and Lynn.
The county purchased a couple of homes there, and the fire department did get council approval to go ahead and do some training with those and ended up burning them down.
Yep. So those will be training burns. I don't have a date on when that's going to happen.
I'm guessing December. That's my guess. If it keeps raining, it can stay.
Right. The rain will set things back a little bit.
But we do know that the county is actually looking at moving ahead with their bids and their construction in 25. So it kind of squares off that whole block for county shed property and their growth that they've got up there as well. Which one should we jump to next?
We were talking about water and wastewater. We had a couple of completion of the projects that we authorized payment for the RAS pumps and the wastewater treatment plant, and then roofs on both the water and the wastewater. So those are two completed projects that we, and again, these are things that we've been working on for a long time.
Sure. That the roofing with Blackhawk, it's one of those where they were one of the only contractors, but you have to have certain, if you're going to work on a water plant, you got to have certain credentials.
You do, and it's not just a homeowner's roof or private property or things like that. So
those were original roofs on those buildings. So you got your money's worth out of
those. A long while, yep.
Some of the other things, Waylon did talk about Christmas decorations. One of the goals from the council was to get some new decorations.
Yep. I put my goal in last year during goal setting to refresh the Christmas decorations. The snowflakes were looking a little bit weak during, down the street, and so we replaced all of those, got some new garland, new wreaths and things like that, so... check that out. They are working on some of the wreaths that aren't lighting up. See if it's a Liant problem or what's going on with the switches and stuff like that. So
fault with it, but
they'll get it done before the lighted parade. Waylon says.
Well, as I mentioned this morning, they did not want to do it in the rain. So
that's right. Yeah, you don't want to be working with that electricity in the rain.
Oh yeah, and we still got the tree to bring downtown too.
So yep, that, have the tree and some reindeer apparently too.
Hey, all right, here we go. A lot of those. We know that the council did approve some out-of-state travel for firefighter Mike Salati Jr. He's attending paramedic school, which is
South Dakota.
Again, we go to all of those. Let's talk about the grants, because the fire chief has been pretty successful with his grant application.
Absolutely has been, yeah.
But he's got a couple of them, and one of them does include a new fire truck. And people are going to say, but you just got a new one.
Yeah, so this was a 94. So if you think about how long that was, it's 30 years, a 30-year truck.
I wonder if this is the one. I should have asked if this is the one that the fuel tank fell off of.
I'm not sure.
It seems like 94 would be the one.
But, yeah. So if he gets this grant, there'll be a 5% match from the city. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're looking at a 95-5 proposition, that's not much we'll have to put forward towards a truck that's going to service for another 30 years.
Yeah, this is a sizable one because this one he's estimating in excess of $1 million.
Yes. So. And so our match would be somewhere in the order of $60,000. And he did confirm that the truck would fit inside the current facility.
Everybody keeps asking.
Yes.
Well, all the others do too, pretty much.
Almost.
A lot of it's on the weight side.
Yeah. So. And the other grant was for fire alarms on the fire side of City Hall. It would be a natural thing to have in the fire station.
They don't have any there. And then the council approval to go ahead with that. Andrea Elmquist did present to the council, and again, council action was taken on these, but several of the financial statements that need to be submitted. These are annual statements that go in to the state.
Yeah, and these are wrapping up fiscal year 24.
In the council, let's see, one is, the new one that goes to the county auditor for your tax increment financing. Kind of lays out... And she kind of ran through the different, how much is going to be requested and the projects that are going on and what it's going to be spent for. And a lot of this comes from information that was made available when...
during the TIF report.
TIF report from Maggie Berger.
Yep. So if you're interested in that, you can watch the video and kind of see, you know, where these housing projects are going and how much is going back in rebates for TIF. But then we had, you know, fiscal year 24 finance reports for the streets, and then we had the overall. And it shows exactly what was spent versus what the projection was when we built our budget ending fiscal year 2024.
So, again, a lot of that data is available, available for review. I got to go back because one of the big things that came up after many years, and you were involved with these discussions, but... What, 7 years we've been providing third crew ambulances?
Yeah, right when I came on, just the exact same time, we entered into a contract with Boone County Hospital to provide the third crew ambulance. And I am not certain if I even had the ability to vote on that first contract or if it was done before I came on. It was right exactly during that cusp.
At that time.
And so we've operated basically on the same contract with Boone County Hospital for 7 years. And the world has changed in the last 7 years as far as medical services goes. And we've been in constant communication about the number of calls that third crew ambulance has gone on versus what our contract says and what the needs of the hospital are. And our contract had 50 calls per year, and we were routinely getting over 100 calls per year on that.
Sure.
So been, you know, over the past year, we kind of started in March, sat down with leadership from Boone County Hospital and Chief Adams to discuss how can we move forward, how can we renew this contract so it's mutually beneficial to both organizations. And it was a great process working with Michaela and her team. We did enter it into a new contract. We signed it last night, and it'll be 1.5 years. We both decided that it would make sense on our...
The calendar year was a little tough to work with.
Exactly. For our fiscal calendar, to have both of it going on the fiscal year. And so that was a no-brainer. So we have a half-year extension contract and then a full year after that. And so our base is 100 calls instead of 50 calls per year is what we're expecting.
Mm-hmm. And again, for those that are wondering... Under the current structure at 50 calls, anything over and above, it was, what, you reimbursed $300
a call? Yes, $300.
So the new one is anything over 100 calls, going to be reimbursed $500
a call. Yes, yep.
And the dollar amount total to exchange hands to cover that from the hospital has also gone up.
Yep. So. And we'll meet, you know, once we'll have the ability to meet once a year if necessary to reevaluate any specific terms if there needs to be an increase or a change. Just really trying to keep those lines of communication open so we can work together productively.
I think one person, it did come up, but why all of a sudden this big increase in calls?
Yeah, increase in calls, increase in costs. And it has been 7 years. And so that's a big deal.
Anyway, we have a new agreement there. Then you got through the rest of the council meeting. Yeah, I think went pretty smoothly up to the end there.
Yeah.
Big thing we want to let people know about, and you and Councilmember Terry Moorman have been working on it, putting together a public opportunity, I'll call it.
So when I ran, I wanted to have the ability for the public to give input on their desires or things to think about when we build our next fiscal year budget. And then Councilman Moorman had an idea of doing a wrap-up of the things that have been accomplished. So we worked together to, he created a PowerPoint. I put some touches on to it to give that overview of what's been occurring. So to get, keep everybody up to date all in one shot. And then at the end, ask, whomever is in attendance, what would you like to see in the future? And so when we go into our goal setting December 3rd, we can kind of think about that when we talk about our goals.
Sure.
So, this public meeting will be on Thursday
evening,
21st at 7 p.m. in City Hall Auditorium.
Okay. For those that need handicap accessibility, use the west side entrance. Yep. We'll get up there. And again, it gives you an opportunity. People can ask why. Again, in particular, why are we looking at all of these water, wastewater things?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take questions, answer them as best as we can. We'll have staff on hand for any clarification. But it's really trying to get everything under one sort of encapsulated presentation all in one shot. And that'll be available online after the meeting as well.
I know people will come up with ideas, well, we need to resurface more roads. Well, yep. You can talk about,
we
have this many dollars. And
And our plans for future road resurfacing projects will be one of the topics that we address. Yep.
Because you have your capital, the capital project plan, capital improvement plan.
Yep.
Which hasn't been adopted by the council yet, but it's there.
Yeah, those are the things that we've had on the top of our minds, just like everybody else. And so we'll be able to articulate that.
And will they ask you about lead pipes?
I'm sure they will. We actually,
lead service lines,
lead service lines, and we can take any questions about that. We can kind of explain the situation that no action is necessary at this time. And we are just kind of mandated to inform folks of who potentially would have lead lines so that they're aware. As a
saw the Register article already today on this date, where they, about Des Moines, where they sent out, they were sending out 55,000, I think, but 8,000 they could confirm.
Right.
The others, we don't know.
Yeah. And that's, when people replaced these lines in the 80s, when they started to, not everybody had it registered that they did that. So in my house, for example, I'm almost entirely sure that ours had been replaced. I'm trying to get confirmation on that it's all replaced. So if you have that situation, you can go ahead and let Waylon Andrews know at Public Works, hey, we've got confirmation that this has been replaced, and you can have it off the list. And then later on, when the federal government has a mandate for replacement, then you're covered.
I remember when Benton Street was being redone, at the time, they did confirm, they knew there were some neighbors that had lead service lines, and they offered them an opportunity to have that all replaced, the entire thing replaced, would have really saved them some money.
Yes.
But none of them actually took them up on it at the time. So
and
here it comes.
Yeah, clear, you'd have had these pipes for 40 plus years. If you were interested in testing, your water to see if there's any lead leaching in there, there are very cheap test kits that you can buy with swabs. But unless the lead lines are disturbed in some major fashion, generally they would not leach into the water. And there are different mitigation steps you can take.
And a lot, I think, as I recall, one of the things, if you don't run much water, that's when it leaches.
Yep. So if you have it confirmed, run that cold water a little bit longer. It ought to go right through, and you should be able to have clean water.
But anyway,
this is in your service lines, not in the source water.
No. The water mains actually are pretty good. Your levels out of the, all they got to do is look at the report that's done every year that you have to send samples in, and then you get the report back.
Yep.
So you've been pretty good there. We do know there are some other substantial projects and things that are going to be going on, but we're winding it down. So now we're getting into, again, remember, get yourself signed up for snow ordinance.
Yep. Yeah, you probably say that every single day.
Every time I get a city official on, we're talking about do the snow ordinance.
Yeah, and actually in our presentation, we have a number of different ways you can get information from the city, from NCSOL,
the new
e-notify.
E-notify.
Everything like that. So you can get information, text or email, on a lot of those different things.
That's what we're after. Make it easy. All right, we're looking up here going ahead. We have a couple of committee meetings that'll be going on.
Yes.
We know that economic development is working on a couple of different things. Public safety. They moved their meeting to the 20th because
of the holiday.
Yep.
Public safety will be coming up. I think they have a couple of agenda items on there.
Yep.
We will have a council meeting on December
2nd,
and then the night after we will have our goal setting session. That is open to the public. That is at 6 p.m. at the police station mm-hmm. in their conference room.
So again, that's an event that where everybody sits around and you put out your ideas
yep.
and you, again, ideas that may have come up but might get moved up the ladder. The big one that got moved up last year was redoing Story Street.
Yep, we made sure that was a priority in last year's goal setting. So that's the kind of thing that we do there. There's no public comment during that meeting, but you can come and get informed and see what mm-hmm. the discussion's
see
about.
See what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And then, again, we're into budget time, man.
Yep, deep into it already.
There we go, already. It's before we even wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Eli Steins, Boone Mayor, our guest on our program today. Thanks for coming in. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.